leaden winter would bring you down forever. But you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun. Run laughing through your fingers, and you want to take her with you to the hard land of the winter.
Sources of strength is democracy. I said at a meeting earlier with the parliamentarians, in our earliest days of our founding of our country, Benjamin Franklin, our presidency, said, freedom and democracy. Freedom and democracy, and one thing, security here. If we don't have, we can't have either if we don't have both. So, security, economics, security, economy, and again, they're all, and governance, they're all related, and we want, come on, to always have freedom with security, and we're not backing away from that.
Thomas Paine podcast on a Monday, folks. I always ask the question, what's happening out there? But if you're not quite aware, we'll be happy to to show you a few things that are happening. You're coming off another big weekend. There's not too many left in the summer, of course, and I think this will probably be some of the last open-type weeks and weekends you have. As we've been telling you, you know, there was a time I used to go back and correct those things. Oh, my God, I have to go back in post-production. They're not going to like it. They're not going to think I'm professional. Now we just fucking rock and roll. It's like, you know, this is real people out here, real conversation, et cetera. And 40,000 words a night, well, when you make a mistake that early, it's not good. But at the same time, I'm sure you won't remember a goddamn thing I said anyhow. But anyway, folks, as predicted and as looking very serious, you might not have too many free weekends and weeks left after they want to lock you the hell back up, no matter where you are. It seems to be another continuation of the global scheme. We have a hot wire coming tonight that's more than interesting. And it's actually, I don't know, it runs the gamut. I'm not going to put words and emotions into your mouth and heads. You'll have to decide it for yourself. But worth listening to. That's the highest level on Paine.tv in the Paine.tv app. So it's Monday, and I know you guys want to fast forward and get back to Friday. I wish that I could fly into the sky. Fly all the way to Friday. I don't know why that song started there. It started right here. That's better. I wish that I could fly into the sky so very high, just like a dragonfly. I'd fly above the trees, over the seas, in all degrees, to anywhere I please. I want to fly away, too. I want to fly right past Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and be ready for Friday again. Well, it'll come soon enough, but the chaos that ensues between now and then, who knows? Well, we know a little bit about it. And we know a lot more about things that happen in the future, so to speak. Keep it glued here. I think it's going to be an interesting week. Of course, I already know it's going to be an interesting week on here, so because I'm foreshadowing and trying to be conservative about it, not to brag too much. Hotwire is going to be smoking. It's going to be a busy week. I anticipate a national story, one of the most disturbing national stories we've had this week. I think we'll tease it tonight when this airs, Monday night. We'll tease it on Hotwire. But we're developing more information on it. That thing's got to go national. Fucked up. You know, and we are really in a hell of a spot here. Because I grew up around here, and we're like 6 miles. I think we're less than 6 miles. I don't know. I don't know where the hell we're at. From Biden's house. And growing up around here, we know all the players. And it's just, it's literally stunning that this wax dummy is president. And we get fantastic information from a lot of different people, not only law enforcement, but human intelligence, which is the best human beings that we know, and know the family, you know. And I'm not going to say any more about it, but it is fucked up. Came in last week. We started shopping it around to our different federal sources, and it is really disturbing. And it simply goes to one of the tenets of the show that whoever's in the White House certainly is in charge of nothing. And this will turn up the volume on that, so to speak. And we're looking for a fantastic week. I hope you had a good weekend and buckle up. I look at some of the news and it's stunning. On Hotwire, too, I want to talk about We've been doing a little project here. As Lenny Kravitz says, fly away, I want to get away. A lot of people want to get away, and they're trying to find a place to go to get away to, as far as they don't like their current living situation. They don't like where they live. They want to move out to somewhere a little bit more remote, somewhere where it's safer, so to speak. And now that we have this new a bill that will be in the House today, moving to the House, I'm sure will get voted on and passed, the new CoronaCon bill. Couple trillion there, a couple trillion over here through the years. Hey, what the fuck does it matter? Supposedly fund 87,000 new IRS agents. In addition to the idiots they have working for them now. What do you call 87,000 idiots that are trained by other idiots? 87,000 idiots. You know, I never understood, folks, with the IRS. You know, there's such a thing called a tax lawyer. Hire a tax lawyer. Don't deal with these fucking people one-on-one. Don't ever deal with these people one-on-one. Ever. I told you guys that. Federal agents, federal agencies. These people put your nuts in a fucking vice. And you'll do it for them. They have to do none of the work. I was just trying to help out. I was trying to help him out. I read a story about this dope. You can't even fucking make it up. People who say, I'm just talking to the FBI to help them. Boy, you're a dumb motherfucker, aren't you? Right out of the gate. Turn off Big Valley, Mildred. He's on the loose. I mean, Jesus Christ. People, you're going to help the FBI. When they come to your fucking house, they're already looking to put you on a barbecue spit. Especially when they tell you, well, you haven't done anything wrong. We just have a couple questions. They're fitting you up right now at that point for Bureau of Prison scrubs and slippers. Lock your ass up. I'll give an example. I didn't plan on jumping into this straight away. Fuck it, we'll do it. Why not? Because it's a good segue. The number of idiots who pay to go to this CPAC is stunning. And the people who talk at this CPAC, the so-called journalists and influencers, they haven't gotten anything right for years. They misled people on so many different things, from CoronaCon to the FBI to the Justice Department to Durham to Barr to all these people. And then they get speaking engagements. They get paid to talk to people. They're fucking morons. You know, we haven't got one thing wrong since we hung our shingle late 2015. I just discovered the depth of miseducation of America. There was this guy, Robert Mars, and he had quite a career during the American Revolution, including hiring Thomas Paine to help unite the colonies. But basically, he used the power of economic freedom to win the war, while the slave power barked at his heels and the British Empire banged on the door. The book I'm talking about proves that America wasn't founded on slavery, but on economic freedom. The New York Times might not like that, but this book, Robert Morris, Inside the Revolution, has over 2,000 endnotes to prove it. Now we can learn how Mars championed free markets in the face of shortages. When hyperinflation hit, Mars supported a silver-based currency. He ran an international spy network, and he smuggled tea and weapons. He set the course of America's foreign relations in a way that lasted 70 years. He ran the Continental Navy, and he had an interest in 250 privateer vessels. And he didn't just take his winnings home. One year, he personally put up more for the war than all the states combined. He coordinated the French fleet and Washington's arrival at Yorktown. He got rid of religious test laws and signed all three founding documents. Later, he lost his fortune with bad real estate investments. When his political opposites, the slave power, won the election of 1800, they focused on their futures, not his past successes. Instead, if they mentioned him at all, they cast him as a bankrupt. Read all about this and more in Robert Morris, Inside the Revolution. It's available online, your favorite online bookstores. Also, for listeners of the Thomas Paine podcast, you can go to paine.tv/Morris directly for a link for the book. That's paine.tv/Morris, M-O-R-R-I-S. And been back in journalism since then. Not one thing wrong. Nobody asked us to speak. We wouldn't speak anyhow. Because they only asked the liars to speak. The limited hangout crew. The folks that tell you half-truths or less. And they all get together at these fucking ridiculous conferences. And people pay hundreds of dollars to walk around these things and mingle with these losers. It's fucking stunning. And it's bizarre, and the people, many cases, the people who are there, of course, are bizarre. And the people who, I mean, as far as influencers and journalists and broadcasters, they're bizarre. And the people who go to see them are even more bizarre. And so you have your basic freak tent and CPAC cashing in on it. This one was bizarre. January 6th prison exhibit at CPAC causes a stir. An exhibit dedicated to those who have faced criminal prosecution stemming from the January 6th Capitol riots created a stir. The CPAC this weekend in Texas. The set inside the Hilton in Dallas featured a mock prison cell complete with a live-action model prisoner who sat barefoot in an orange jumpsuit crying. At one point, headsets were distributed to viewers, which played harrowing courtroom testimony from January 6th defendants. The event organizer, who also played the role of the prisoner, was Brandon Straka, the one-time New York City hairstylist, rebranded as a pro-Trump activist and founder of the nonprofit Walkaway Foundation. So Straka, who was indicted from the January 6th debacle, fiasco. He's sitting inside this in a prison jumpsuit. Do we have a video? Let's go to the video. Go videotape. This is really weird. And then these freaks are walking. Well. These fine establishment individuals. Private citizens are walking around gawking around, should be more like it, taking pictures. Oh, my God, what's this guy doing? And Straka is sitting there crying. He's got a crying jag on. Of course, Straka is, I think he was previously an actor. So this is like a role for him, which is weird because he's on federal probation. And we'll talk about that in a minute. I mean, this is a bad, I don't know who's handling Straka, but this is a bad fucking move. When you're on federal probation and you want to piss off a judge, you go ahead and do something like this. But anyway, let's go to the videotape. I mean, just, it's wacky, to say the least. So Straka is still on federal probation. He was, played some kind of role in the Stop the Steal rally in January 6th, and he got charged by the feds, and then he cooperated with the feds, too. So I don't know why he's sitting in a jail cell in this reenactment. I mean, he's cooperating with the feds so he didn't have to sit in a jail cell. You can't make it up. How about some Stop the Steal music?
What kind of fool am I?
And we reported on here that Strucker has been working with the feds. He pled guilty to misdemeanor charge of engaging in disorderly and disruptive conduct in the Capitol. At sentencing, he avoided jail time and instead received 90 days of home confinement and 3 years probation. But the judges, just a couple days ago, tuned him up. I mean, a couple days ago, on August 4th. On Thursday, the judge tunes him up, and then he ends up in a fake jail cell. I think you better be careful what you ask for. Federal judge reprimanded a prominent pro-Trump social media personality and January 6th Capitol riot defender for making questionable comments in the media about his plea agreement and his cooperation with the FBI, the Justice Department. U.S. District Court Judge Dabney Friedman said his statements were inconsistent with what he previously told the court. Quote, he's losing more and more credibility by the moment, Friedrich said at the hearing. Friedrich said that defendant Straka was possibly opening himself up for prosecution for lying to federal investigators, and the guy ends up in a fake jail cell. I mean, listen, you don't fuck with these guys. First of all, any deal you cut with the FBI or the Justice Department is worth about, it's worth invisible ink on a cocktail napkin, basically. And Straka kind of went off the reservation when the court leaked records against the Stop the Steal organizers, including Straka, and that he had been working with the FBI and provided significant information on other Stop the Steal organizers, including Ali, Sammy Davis Jr., Alexander, Amy, and Kylie Kremer, and Cindy Chafin. Prosecutor says Straka provided investigators with a voicemail he received from another January 6th defendant, and that evidence was valuable in the government's prosecution. Straka also helped identify yet another potential suspect who was not previously identified by the FBI. Yeah, I guess Brandon was a little upset that the court ratted him out. Yeah. I guess that's called karma, right? You're ratting other people out and then the court rats you out. Maybe you don't have the guy who didn't serve any jail time and who worked with the FBI to stay out of jail. Maybe that's not the guy you put in the fake jail cells. Just saying. Well, that's the way it is. CPAC. Save your money, folks. Save your money. You can listen to these journalists who get shit wrong and have gotten shit wrong all the time. You can't get that much. Listen, it's a coin flip, right? Even if you have a bad intel, you have bad sources, whatever. It's a coin flip. You're going to get stuff wrong 50% of the time, even if your sources are complete dog shit. So these guys get stuff right about 20% of the time. So it has to be intentional that they're lying to you. This guy's going to jail. Comey going to jail, Barr's doing this, and Durham's doing that, and this is big. TikTok, TikTok, TikTok. The whole Trump fucking crew, everybody else, right? They're not bright people. They're paid to mislead you. I saw today even Geraldo. He wasn't at CPAC, of course, but I think he had a tweet that said, let me call it up, fuck it, so I can phrase it like another Fox dope establishment guys, right? This is what they do for a living, folks. They toe the line and they sell you bullshit. Geraldo, everybody should get vaccinated, Rivera. He tweets, Sunday, happy Sunday. Two vaccinations, two boosters, second COVID. What a fucking genius. And people listen to these people. It's stunning. And of course, Mr. Straka, Brandon Straka, was a construct of Laura Trump, who put together all these influencers on behalf of the Trump campaign, the Trump White House. Of course, you're not supposed to know that. And then she lands a job with Fox so we can get all those folks in on Fox whenever they need be. And Straka just appeared on... what did I see on that? Tucker Carlson's web, you know, his web-only Fox Nation, etc. appearance. And that's Laura Trump. Handles all the influencers. Again, you're not supposed to know that. Of course, we know it because we're in the business. I just shake my head. I was shaking my head during the latter years of the Trump presidency saying, look at all these people they're putting together. It's literally a freak tent. Anything goes. And of course, we're seeing that. Even some of the folks who have been elected to Congress, these MAGA types, are like fucking embarrassing. They're embarrassing. As Americans, as, I mean, just out of control, man. Anything goes. And this is a construct, folks. This is a construct. It's a mission to rip down the GOP, to tear it to shreds. And there's so many dummies in this country that are falling for it. What are you supposed to do? You know, I was talking to Maria this week, and we were chatting about it, and she said, let's just burn it down. I mean, if they're going to burn it down, let's burn it down now. You have a front row seat to the GOP that's being torched, and it was being torched from the inside, by the way. And by the way, nobody in the GOP cares because they do all the bidding for the Dems. There's only one party in D.C. They're happy as hell with it. That's why they never fight back. GOP doesn't fight back because there's only one party in D.C. And they have you fooled that there are two and that you're voting and that these people have your best interest in mind. They do not have your best interest in mind. Look at how many of them stood up and called this a scam during CoronaCon. Look at how many of them stood up and said, hey, people are being injured out here from these so-called jabs. Nobody. They don't fucking care. They don't care. They have you hoodwinked, though, that they're going to do something if they gain the House back, which is a big if, by the way, which also should be proof to you that there's only one party in D.C., the uni party, so to speak. There's not two parties. So folks out there that think the GOP is going to clean up in a couple weeks, that's probably not the indication. They're not fighting back, and they're not acting like somebody who wants to win. Like I said before, they act and they serve as like the team who used to play the Harlem Globetrotters. They come out strong in the first half and then they crap the bed. Because it's all a script, just like the Globetrotters games were a script. This is all script as well. It's all a joke. It's all a joke. And then when the pressure's on, everybody rats everybody else out. What a rat's nest, man. It's fantastic to be the fuck out of there, man. But I'll say this, too. You know, when I was jammed up, people who are ratting other people out are saying, hey, man, like, what did you expect from us, man? We got to make a plea deal. You can make a plea deal without ratting other people out. Last time I checked. Because I did it. You don't have to cooperate. You can take your pinch like a fucking man. Of course, you know, when your chips are down, you show your real character, right? You're up against these guys. And if they smell fear, you're toast. They'll work you like a heavy bag. You're afraid to go to jail, or you're afraid of this, afraid of that. I wasn't fucking afraid of any of it. So whatever happens, happens. but you're not going to get me to cooperate. And I didn't read the interesting parts from Straka in that one article. He said he was just talking to the Justice Department to give them information and to help them out, basically. Well, that was your first mistake. That was your first mistake. You know, the Justice Department would target a guy like Straka, too, and charge him specifically whether they really had a lot of dirt on him or not. Because if I was running the investigation, he would be one of the guys we indicted because I know you'd flip. Watching him, understanding his background, etc., I guarantee you he would flip. So that's probably why he got charged. These guys use predictive modeling. You sit down, you say, all right, we got all these organizers, event organizers. You got this guy, you got that guy. Who are we going to charge? Let's get some. Well, this guy will flip, this guy won't. Maybe it's not a good example because most of the event organizers were working for the feds. You will notice that the names that came out that Straka helped the feds, cooperated with the feds and gave them information on certain names, none of them have been indicted. Of course, it's hard for the FBI to indict people when they're on the FBI's payroll.
You're a crumb creep coward.
So you're ratting into the echo chamber saying this person did that and this, and they're like, yeah, we know they work for us. Anyway, gang.